This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top leaders right here in the South Florida community. Well, guests, as you know, this is the second week of the month, and that's the time I feature Andre Williams and Laura Klein, who are part of the Big Picture. So listen keenly as they take over for this particular program.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren, every second Saturday at 7 a.m. We're so happy to have you with us here this morning, and we have an incredible guest. She's a friend of Lauren's. I'm going to allow Lauren to introduce her, but let me introduce myself. I'm Andre Williams. I'm a South Florida-based real estate attorney, Harvard-educated, so I've been handling real estate matters, residential and commercial, for a number of years, have strong ties to the Northeast. I'm the proud president of the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce. Lauren is a member as well. Lauren is the founder, and she is an estate planning attorney, but she's the founder of Flourish Law Group. Lauren, so happy to have you here.
Andre, so happy to be chatting with you as always, and I can't wait for this guest. This is a good one.
Absolutely. And I'm dying to talk to her as well. So let me tell you a little bit about the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, which is hosting this podcast. I founded it several years ago. It has a very unique business to consumer approach, not business to business, but business to consumer. And it's designed for its members to help its members grow their business, gain clients, We have a one-stop shop that offers digital marketing and IT support services at a highly discounted rate. We offer memberships or certifications, DBE, WBENC, SBA, HubZone, among others, for women-owned and economically disadvantaged businesses. We also have relationships with management consultants and with the Small Business Administration and the Canada Florida Chamber of Commerce. We also have a women's business initiative designed to open the doors of opportunity for women, people of color, and veterans who are interested in starting, strengthening, or expanding their own businesses. I want to turn the show over to my co-host, Lauren, who I've termed my rock star. She is a fabulous female entrepreneur, started her own law practice. She has a partner along with her, but Lauren, it's your show. Go ahead.
Thank you, Andre. So excited to introduce my dear, dear friend, Nicole Gonzalez Cumberbatch. You all are in for such a treat. Before we were recording, I said to Andre, Nicole is a local hero. And I mean that. Nicole is amazing. She's an entrepreneur. She's a proud mom. She's the financial advisory committee member for the city of Coral Springs and the founder and CEO of the Motherhood Village. If you have not yet heard of the Motherhood Village, you are going to be so excited to hear about this incredible company and community. She believes that it takes a village to uplift a mother, and her mission is to empower mothers to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive in their roles by providing support and community and connecting them to resources. And she really, really does that. And we're going to talk all about the evolution of the Motherhood Village, but she now has an incredible indoor play space and center that is kid friendly and mom focused, offering events, classes, and programming for kids and families. So you're going to hear all about that today. But Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lauren and Andre, for having me. I'm very excited to dive in. I appreciate it.
Oh, and I forgot to mention that Nicole is also the host of the Motherhood Village podcast, which is like a top rated podcast. So she's been doing this, you know, for a very long time. She could do this in her sleep. So also excited for that. But welcome and tell us, what is the Motherhood Village? We want to know.
Yeah, I guess as high level as I can be, because I know we're time limited. I'm like, goodness gracious, there really has been an evolution. But yeah, I mean, I became a mom. So I guess very high level there. I became a mom 7 years ago, and it just rocked me. I was VP of finance at the time. So by profession, I'm an accountant. And I was just trying to balance this new identity, this new role, really, as having a very highly stressful yet rewarding and a highly ambitious woman. And then now I become a mom. And there were just very limited resources. And in 2021, in 2019, 2 years after my son was born, I started a podcast. And that really started this journey. Podcasting was kind of at the start of a lot of, like, before podcasting became what it is now. And I wanted to just have honest conversations about motherhood. And every guest was either a mom or in the space of supporting moms and families. And during this podcast and these conversations, I would just learn so much. And I was becoming a better parent and pouring into myself. My husband and I's relationship was growing because we were at odds. You know, you have this new little being that comes and I'm like, wait, why are we now disagreeing? We should be not disagreeing on things. So fast forward, I would have workshops to educate moms on these things that I was learning as a new mom. And then 2021, I officially started the Motherhood Village because I kept hearing that it takes a village to raise a child. And I'm like, it does. But truly, the most important is uplifting mom. Because if mom is not happy, if mom doesn't have the resources, if mom doesn't have the community, we could do all the things we could do for the little kids, but mom really needs to be the center and taking care of, and really parents and dads, I know, are just as important, but obviously coming from the perspective of a mom. And that's how it was. And then over the past 4 years, just growing this community and support groups, Mom's Night Out, and really having a safe space for moms. And then yes, April 7th of this year, we opened an indoor play center. And now we actually have a location that goes from newborn to 14, where moms can come, dads can come, they can work their little one is playing. We have events, classes, workshops, and the whole nine yards.
It's amazing. I still remember when I met you, and it was probably about 3 years ago now. And I was at the time a very new mom. And I heard what you were doing. And I was like, you know, it's genius, because you know, you become a parent, you become a mom, you become a dad, and you have, you know, you have what you hear from your parents or your friends, but there's just so much that you don't know. And you almost feel like you're walking into this situation blindfolded. Like they send you home with this baby and they're like, good luck. I'm like, I had more instruction, like when I went to the dermatologist than I went home with my child. Like, what do I do with this? I had never changed a diaper. I was not like around children. And so when I heard what you're doing, I'm like, it makes so much sense. And why would we not have that support in this very transitory like time in our lives, you know? So I love it so much. Tell us about kind of in the beginning, like how did it evolve to what it is now? Did it happen organically? Did you have an idea from the beginning where you were going with all of this?
No, I think I did. I think I manifested maybe a little bit when my son was about 6 months old. I had said, I wish there was a space where moms can go have a cup of coffee, even like a bookstore or something where their little kid is playing safely, maybe nearby. And my husband's like, really? I'm like, yes. Like, I'm like, I would want that. And there was an indoor play center, and there are more indoor play centers like that. And actually, I have now taken over the indoor play center that I learned about when my little guy was young. So it's kind of crazy that it's full circle in the moment that it's in, because I had the idea, but I was so built on focused on building really the community aspect. But I do believe in God's divine timing. And I believe this was God's divine timing of opening up the space, because it took 4 years of grinding of, I mean, I now have so much support and backing and putting in the work of what I've been doing to build the Motherhood Village, the support groups I've hosted now almost 3 years. I've hosted almost 100 peer support groups for moms. So now to come full circle that I now have this space, I was like, yeah, what sets me apart though from the other play centers is because it is a multi-age play center, right? So that newborn truly all the way to maybe about 13, 14 years old, kids can come. Plus the cafe that we have that has a co-working space. We added outlets to really have moms and dads feel comfortable working while their kids are playing.
I love it. I love it. And I love the space. I mean, you know, I went there before it was yours and I was like, it's really cool. So I can't wait to come and see what you've done, because I think we're very similar in the way that we kind of think and operate. So I'm so excited.
Thank you.
And tell us about the summits. So I've gone to one. I missed the one last year, unfortunately, but I had such a good time. And again, I was like, this is genius.
So the summit is interesting because, yes, you and I are both in the profession, and even Andre, right? I mean, lawyers, attorneys, both of you, I'm the accountant. So what do? In this profession? We're constantly getting educated, getting certifications, all the things. So when I became a mom and a parent, I'm like, same. Like, how do I know? Like, where do I go to uplift myself? What if I'm a stay-at-home mom, right? And bow down to the stay-at-home moms and single moms. Like, where do they go, right? At least I had some outlet in my career that I could go and be inspired. So early on, I was like, wait, I need to create something for moms to be inspired and to be motivated. No matter if you're a stay-at-home mom through a corporate mom. And that's where the idea stems. So yes, we're in our fourth year. We changed locations. The first 3 years we were at one place in Pompano. Now we are at the Embassy Suites Resort and Spa in Deerfield Beach. It's a day for moms to go to pour into themselves. We have inspiring speakers. We have workshops. We do giveaways. And again, for mothers of all ages, all stages of their journey. You've been there. We have entrepreneurs, we have corporate moms, we have stay-at-home moms. We laugh, we cry, and it truly, truly is a special day. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you had a financial advisor, and I thought that was really, really smart, because you had a room of people who you had them captured in their attention, and not everyone wants to talk about money, but it's one of the most important things we deal with and we think about on a day-to-day basis, you know, all day for most of us.
And actually, a lot of what I try and do is bridge that gap. So I believe deeply rooted in not only just the mental health of moms and parents, but the educational piece. I feel like the more we know, right, the better we can do. When we know better, we do better type of thing. When we know better, we do better. But you still need the support to be able to do it, because you can know all the things, which is where the community aspect comes in. But education is really top for me. So I try and have fun, but then I'll bring in the educational element, right? So we have an anxiety workshop for moms coming up, always mixing and having family-friendly resources or vendors and whatever events I do, making sure the speakers, making sure we're not just doing it and having an event, but that the moms are leaving with practical tools in some capacity. And this year's theme is More Than a Mom. So we're tackling like identities and motherhood and nurturing our identities. And every year is a different theme and different set of speakers.
Wow. Okay. That is really good. That personally, that is something that I have struggled with. I was, you know, in my mid to late 30s when I became a parent. And so I had lived a whole life really not around children in a very high powered career. And then I had to like, okay, who am I now? Like, who am I becoming? Who do I want to be? You know, not only who am I becoming, but who do I intentionally want to become? So I just love everything that you do. I think it's so needed. And I'd love, Andre, to hear kind of, you know, your questions and your perspective, because obviously we're talking a lot about motherhood, but motherhood touches all of us. You know, it touches all of us in family, in business, in corporate world. You know, there's so many aspects to it. And, you know, it's such a huge part of the future of our country and of our world. So, you know, Andre, I want to tag you in too and hear what you have to say and what questions you might have.
Sure. Thanks, Lauren. And by the way, I'm a little surprised. I thought you were a teenage bride. You look so young and sprite. So never known you had kids later in life. But Nicole, I was so excited to talk to you. So I introduced myself. I'm a real estate attorney, but also a real estate investor. But I fancy myself a social entrepreneur. And I won't get into the details of that. But that's why I was so intrigued by your business model. I mean, obviously, you're providing great value to our community, but you're an entrepreneur. I mean, there's a financial component to all of this. So, but let me talk a little bit about the family dynamics, because I'm obviously a man, and I know your center is more female focused. I know you've invited men to be a part of that, but you know, the reality is, you know, women are the emotional caretakers. Most of the time, they're spending more time with the kids. I can tell you, my mom, now she's a part of a different generation. She's an old school public school teacher, but I was on her hip. I mean, when I was growing up, she, you know, I never really left her side. I grew up in a two-parent household. My dad was a worker, but my mom was really the provider. And, you know, thinking back, I don't think she really had much time apart from me. She didn't have a motherhood village to go to relax, decompress, talk to other mothers, you know, that sort of thing. So obviously there's a generational issue, but from a male perspective, and I'm more traditional. I really understand how important it is for the woman to lead and with respect to child rearing. I'm curious though, the men that are involved in motherhood village, what is the level of involvement and how does that play out?
Oh, God, such great questions. I feel like we could talk like this could be a whole hour and do a side note or a side piece. Yeah, great question. It's actually been very big and it's two parts. So, yes, a lot of what you were saying about your mom, very much so. Right. And carrying in, it's still very much the same. I think difference in this generation is that the men are much more involved. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I get people when they call to become a member, they're like, oh, but can my husband come? I'm like, absolutely. The membership is not, it's really the child membership, right? But the adults are there to come, absolutely, or caregiver. But it actually really is heavily involved. And we've created almost like a dads of the village. A couple of dads, my husband, I might have made him do it, started like the dads of the village where they can meet up, and they have. Yes, it's not as much as we would like. But I think we're miles ahead of maybe what we were. And now that I have the actual space, yes, we have, or I should say, I have ideas of how to get the dads involved. When we do have community events, a lot of mom and dads come together. It's no longer just the mom coming with the littles. And the other day we had a big party here Saturday, and two dads were in the playhouses, like sitting in the small chairs. I was like, oh, I got to get a picture of this, because we hardly ever see the dads in the playhouse. But dads are working here. And the space before was heavily pink, heavily like flowery, very much tea house vibes. And we've changed that completely, Lauren. So when you see the space as well, my colors are blue and yellow. Excuse me. So it was really important for me to make it more gender neutral, and let dads and whoever feel comfortable coming in, so that, yes, it is the motherhood village and moms will always be the central focus. Because to your point, Andre, yes, moms tend to be the nurturer, the caretaker. But in order for it to work, all the aspects of the village have to be there. And if you have a partner, they have to be involved. And I wanted them to feel comfortable. So we have dads involved. Of course, we'd like it to be 100%. But I think for what and where we are, it's good. And it's growing.
One last question, Lauren, if I might. So the kids, I know they vary in age. So they can do their homework. I mean, there are resources there for the kids too. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate because the past 4 years, which is why I said it's God's timing or divine intervention with all of this, is over the past 4 years through my podcast, I have built so many resources and connected to so many resources. So right now we have a science camp running. I met this woman. She's a former teacher. She has this whole science entrepreneur camp. So we have that running. I have another teacher running a 5 and under camp because we have a back classroom just right next to me. That's why if you hear little kids or something, I'm in my office at the Motherhood Village. So we have a packed house here. But yes, we have the classroom is multi-purpose use. We've had workshops in there for parents. We actually have an ABA therapy firm coming so that they can do a workshop for moms so the RPTs can work with their kids out in the play area. We'll have tutoring. We just opened in April, but starting in the fall, we will have tutoring, reading classes. Yeah, we have a lot. I mean, again, education, I'm highly, I think that's so important for the moms, the dads, the kids. So as many programs and stuff we will have here at the space.
Wow. Thank you so much. Lauren.
That's incredible. I just wanted to go back really quick to the dad piece, because kind of as we're talking, you know, I'm thinking about our own family and our own journey as moms and dads. And, you know, we've really tried to be a 50-50 household. And I would say that, you know, I went through my own identity crisis and things like that. And I think my husband did too. Like, who is he now as a dad? Who are we together as parents? And so I just love that. Obviously the focus is moms, but I love that it really is a focus is family at the end of the day, or both of the parents, whatever that makeup of the parents is, because if everyone is good, the family is good. And I really believe it starts with the parents. I always say it's my husband first, you know, not safety wise and things like that, but like relationship, like it's us first and then the family, because then we're good.
100%, because it models that, especially if you're in a two-parent household. And the unfortunate side of that, which is why I'm very passionate about it, is I do have a whole WhatsApp community before we had the space that we talk, a lot of my moms for my support groups, and that's where kind of they would come, they would vent. And I say it all the times, the husbands, they're not kind of, you know, seeing eye to eye. So that's another piece that I'm very, very passionate about. We have some couples therapy workshops and different things for parents. Because, yeah, when you have this dynamic of another child, no matter how, and I mean, my husband and I were together 5 years before our son came, and all the things, and we struggled in the beginning. And I thought we were like solid. We traveled. I was like, oh, we've done all the things. We've traveled. We lived together. I'm like, we've got this. And we didn't. You know, there were a lot of things that we disagreed on, because we both love this little person and we're like, how do we bring it together? So I see it more times than not. And, you know, we're trying to make strides to get moms and dads on a better page, seeing eye to eye.
Yeah. I think it's so important and not always talked about. I think there can be some shame around that, or, oh, are we admitting like we're not that strong? No, it's a normal part of becoming parents. It's throwing into the mix this ever evolving human or humans that will constantly be changing. I love that. And I really didn't have it on my agenda to talk about that today. So Andre, I'm so glad you brought that up, because it really took the conversation, I think, in a really, really important direction.
Yes.
Nicole, where can everyone find out more about you? How can they, you know, follow you and visit? What events do you have coming up?
Yes. So you can go to themotherhoodvillage.com. On social media, I'm Motherhood Village, Coral Springs. You can go podcast channel, Motherhood Village. Basically, everything's under the Motherhood Village. And yeah, you can subscribe to our newsletter. This way you'll stay up to date with when the tickets drop for the summit, if you want to come to any of our events. And the phone number here is 954-324-3203.
That's amazing. Amazing. And what is the date of the summit?
Oh, great. Saturday, September 20th, 2025. And our science STEM camp runs from now until August, I believe, 1st.
Amazing. Amazing. And the space is in Coral Springs. So it, no matter where you're coming from, even if you're coming from Palm Beach or Miami-Dade, it's pretty easy to get to, honestly, even from Fort Lauderdale. Especially on a Saturday, we fly over there and not literally, but we drive. I was just thinking, we were at the Panthers game last night and there's a helicopter. And I keep thinking, that's the move. That's what I need. Yes. That's what I need to manifest.
Actually, thank you for mentioning the location. Yes, we're actually at the Walk in Coral Springs. Beautiful location. I know, Andre, you're asking about what it looks like where they can go. We have 5,000 square foot of space. There's a gym, there's a dance studio. We had a ballet class for moms last night. The kids are in the gym right now. I'm in my office. We have the classroom right next to me. We have open play with playhouses. We have the STEM lab, used to be a pool. I took out the pool and I'm slowly building the STEM lab up. We have an art center. We have a beautiful cafe, co-working space. It's massive. And you really don't know until you see it. Whoever hears this and comes, can I say that? Can get a free coffee on me. Moms can, or a matcha. We have a delicious lavender vanilla iced matcha that is to die. It's delicious. It's divine. So free one on Nicole. Just mention this segment.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much. This has been just an incredible conversation. I feel like there's people listening who are either like, wow, I didn't know that something like this existed, or it's really only been within my own family or close knit friend group, which can be really, really great. But it is also not necessarily the people you want to go to. And you're like, hey, my husband and I are having a hard time. You know, so I think just all the resources, the podcasts, you know, the community, the newsletter, definitely everyone go check it out. Follow Nicole. You will not regret it. She's incredible. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Andre, and have this conversation. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nicole.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.